Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD probing what may have been another two anti-Semitic attacks in New York City in just 2 days. One was in the subway, the other on the street, both in Crown Heights. Let's get details live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. Let's start with the subway story. Two Jewish men in their 20s approached by a couple of strangers, a southbound 3 train in Crown Heights Monday night. They say they were grabbed by their jackets and then had anti-Semitic threats screamed at them. This resident was nearby when the investigation was happening. The suspects apparently fled at the Nostrand Avenue station, and they spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
We just had a huge tragedy in Bondi Beach, and everybody in this neighborhood in particular is connected. We're all one body, literally and figuratively, and it's horrible.
So again, as that police investigation continues with the hate crime unit, we have violence to tell you about. Cops investigating the stabbing here in Crown Heights that may have started a fight with anti-Semitic comments. A 35-year-old man slashed in the chest on Kingston Avenue, not far from a synagogue. Again, this was yesterday afternoon about 4. Hate crimes unit also involved with this. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here in Brooklyn.
Separately, police are looking into a menorah in Queens that was vandalized with anti-Semitic graffiti. That was Saturday at the Jackson Heights Chabad menorah in Traverse Park. Anyone with information on that is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Looks like the Luigi Mangione case may be ready for phase two pretty soon. The judge says he's optimistic that the pretrial hearing will wrap up this week. This is to decide on a defense motion to exclude a bunch of evidence gathered at the time of Mangione's arrest at a Pennsylvania McDonald's. The Manhattan DA's office signaled yesterday they will exclude certain statements that he made while in custody at the police precinct in Altoona. That's because the cop who set up the recording equipment conceded that he did not know whether it's legal in Pennsylvania to record somebody without their knowledge. Mangione is accused in the murder in Midtown Manhattan of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Saying this,
did what I had to do. I left everything I had on the ice, and I'm looking forward to the next step of my journey.
Mayor Adams gives a farewell speech at City Hall and leaves part of his legacy at the historic spot.
They cheered as they lowered the time capsule into the ground in front of City Hall. Mayor Adams says it includes artifacts of accomplishment.
We broke the records on the most jobs in this city. Not once, twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, but 12 times.
Public Safety Deputy Mayor Kaz Daughtry entered a representation of a high-tech crime-fighting tool.
Drones have also been used to help save the lives of more than 200 kids who were caught subway surfing, some as young as 11 years old.
The mayor has sought to defend his administration's achievements to improve the lives of New Yorkers. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Hospitals in this country are doing a better job saving lives than they were before COVID. That is the conclusion of a new analysis from the American Hospital Association. They found that 30% of people hospitalized between April of 2024 and March 2025 made it back home when they might not have in 2019. Chief physician Dr. Chris DiRienzo.
If you take that data and you looked at, you projected it across the entire country, that would be a population the size of Oyster Bay, who survived conditions in the past year that wouldn't have survived them back before the pandemic.
He says this is due in part to advancements made in the years after COVID in patient safety, including reducing the risk of getting an infection while you're in the hospital. If you were holding out hope that Congress would act to make sure your health insurance premium doesn't skyrocket come the new year, you can forget about that. On December 11th, a bill that would have continued the Obamacare subsidies for 3 years failed to advance in the Senate. All Democrats and four Republicans voted for that, but that did not reach the 60-vote threshold. Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no further action.
We looked for a way to try to allow for that pressure release valve, and it just was not to be. We worked on it all the way through the weekend, in fact, and in the end, there was not an agreement wasn't made. Now, everybody was at the table in good faith.
According to the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation, roughly 22 million Americans will see their premiums double. A Brooklyn pastor, the Reverend Paul Mitchell, is fessed up now to embezzling $3 million from the daycare fund at his church. This was over 7 years while leading the Changing Lives Christian Center in East New York. Prosecutors say he used that money for clothing, luxury accessories, a $6,000 diamond engagement ring, and even to pay for his life insurance premiums. He's out on his own recognizance and could face 5 years in prison if convicted. Well, we know about Toys for Tots, but today Operation Toys for Cabbies kicks off. This is to help TLC drivers struggling to buy gifts for their kids this season.
Stephen Rivera, the president of the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers, donating these 1,000 toys in partnership with the TLC. They'll have this event tomorrow. Commissioner David Doe will be on hand to help distribute.
And so just thank you for all that you do all year round to keep New York City moving. And this is a little bit of thanks that I can give back to you and your family. And so I'm just so excited to partner with the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers.
He says the main goal here at the holidays is to make sure these drivers feel valued and appreciated.
I'm going to be dressed tomorrow in my reindeer on Thursday with my reindeer hat and holiday lights. And I'm really excited.
The event at the TLC offices here on 47th Avenue in Long Island City. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
As millions of people hit the road for holiday season travel, AAA is taking a look at the dangerous habits of drivers. Interestingly, while people are still doing risky stuff like driving while impaired, distracted, and speeding, Americans overwhelmingly support new rules and technology to help stop that. AAA's Robert Sinclair Jr. says part of the problem is that many drivers just point the finger.
They see people that are engaging in these behaviors and sometimes very, very aggressively. And, you know, they see them as having the problem, somebody else, but not themselves.
What to do? Start with more traffic cops and really explicit PSAs.
We've seen data that indicates that a public service announcement that shows someone getting killed or very serious crashes has a profound effect on the behavior of drivers.
Their poll finds two-thirds of drivers back putting alcohol impairment prevention technology in all new cars. More than half favor lowering the blood alcohol limit to 0.05. The folks at the Mega Millions Lottery warning about fake lottery scams. They say the latest is thieves who are impersonating Mega Millions online, using the game's familiar logo to promote a fake special drawing. They say don't click that link and get your ticket only through official sellers. The Mega is currently up to $90 million. Powerball is over $1 billion.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.